With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 striking off the coast of the southern Philippines. No immediate reports of casualties. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist John Bellini says this area around the Philippines has a tremendous number of quakes.
Magnitude 7.0 and larger earthquakes, we see 13 or 14 per year globally. So these are relatively less common. But when we do have a magnitude 7.0, we typically have a lot of aftershocks, some of quite large size, and that's what we're seeing.
Muslim community leaders from several swing states pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Democrats in Michigan warning the White House that Biden's handling of the war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential race. Also at SRNnews.com, at a campaign rally today in Iowa, former President Donald Trump says it doesn't matter to him. The governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, has endorsed Ron DeSantis.
We hit him rather hard, and he went down. He went down like all the others. So he went down, and it was one of those things. But she said she's going to endorse him because he worked very hard. Now, how do you endorse somebody that's 40 or 50 points down? There's got to be something there. So I'm not. Now, I can only tell you this, and I have nothing. I mean, that was her choice to do this. But I believe in loyalty.
Some 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production pledging to reach near zero methane emissions and end routine flaring in their operations by 2030. The environmental groups are criticizing the move, calling it a smokescreen. This is SRN News. The Europeans are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population very uncomfortable right now. Persecution of believers in India on the rise, but it tends to peak during an election year when politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. ICC says rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity, making it very tough. This is SRN News. Rand Paul, just may have saved a colleague's life.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, was choking on food during a luncheon when fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. The incident occurred Thursday during a closed-door Republican lunch in the Capitol. Shortly after, Ernst posted on social media to thank Paul, who formerly worked as an eye doctor. Ernst joked that she was choking on woke policies. She was seen walking in the Capitol after the incident, and senators said they were grateful Paul was ready to help her. Keith Peters reporting.
Winter weather bringing strong winds and snow to parts of the Pacific Northwest, knocking out power in some areas and dumping fresh snow across the Cascade Range. Thousands of households without power earlier in the day Saturday in the greater Seattle area. More details at SRNnews.com.